Welcome to Quality Cast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Miranda Ryman, and today I'm visiting with David O'Dayam, Brand Extensions Manager for Certified Angus Beef. Part of David's job description is to oversee the production of CAB Prime, a category that's been consistently produced since 1996. David, why don't you start out by giving us just a little bit of background as to why Certified Angus Beef pursued the prime category?
It's pretty much very similar to anything else as far as you look at extensions of different brands. As you look at Chevy, for instance, they've got several different models. They don't just have the Chevy Silverado. They have different versions, whether it be a Trailblazer or whether it be a sedan or something of that sort. And Certified Angus Beef kind of took the same page out of that book, if you will, and went ahead and developed a prime extension to try and further our brand and further the breadth of the reach in which it goes ahead and assumes.
And David, could you share with us who typically buys CAB Prime, or what additional customers CAB was hoping to gain?
Sure. Well, typically, we're first and foremost, it's going to be targeting a little bit more towards the middle meat. So within that, we're going to be looking at some more upscale type of restaurants and food service type folks. But that being said, we do see a tremendous amount of beef being sold at retail level, especially as of late, with people maybe downsizing a little bit in terms of how often they go out. They still want to have that premium beef experience, and so they go ahead and buy it at retail and have that very nice steak there at home.
So demand for that product is definitely there, and we've seen that rise over time. But Prime is, in general, a pretty elite category in and of itself. How does CAB Prime differentiate itself from regular USDA Prime?
Well, as we look at the actual overall Prime mix, only 3% of all cattle are actually going to grade Prime. When we actually pull out those additional 10 specifications that Certified Angus Beef Prime puts onto that product, we see about half of that being eligible for CAB Prime. With that, we have our 10 specifications that go ahead and control for sizing, control for marbling, different parameters that we've seen issues with in terms of food service that might be an issue within the commodity prime mix that CAB Prime goes ahead and eliminates.
So from the standpoint of the people that serve the product and those who purchase it, it's definitely a success. But David, why should cattlemen be excited about it?
As obviously cattlemen are looking at their bottom line, if we go ahead and take our cattle out on a grid basis, we're going to see those premiums go up for certain. Supply and demand, if a low supply of prime is there and there's obviously a tremendous amount of demand, we keep seeing these premiums go up and up.
When I think about producers aiming for CAB Prime, I'm kind of reminded of that old quotation, aim for the moon and even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. I draw the parallel, I guess, that producers can aim for CAB Prime and at least inch up their acceptance rate of CAB qualifying carcasses.
Almost definitely. It's as challenging as it is to hit the high standards of Certified Angus Beef, let alone Certified Angus Beef Prime, but definitely those producers that are out there are certainly zeroing in on that target, and as we see our acceptance rates continue to grow within traditional Certified Angus Beef, I assume that we'll be seeing the same type of trend within our prime mix as well.
Well, our thanks to David and to you for tuning in. Until next time, this is Miranda Ryman.
Thanks for joining us on QualityCast, dollars and cents from the brand that pays.